and continue to do this for them, no matter what they do to you. How does that sound for a new golden rule? Well, I'm sure after hearing today's gospel, the crowd must have really thinned out who followed Jesus. And in combination with last week's woe to those who were rich or laughing or satisfied, must have had quite a chilling effect on Jesus' popularity, and maybe a chilling effect on us as well. The commands given in today's gospel sound absurd and unworkable. In a world where fairness and justice is measured in accordance with the offense, Jesus introduces a new reality, a new way of looking at the world. Today's readings offer us a rare, sacred opportunity of seeing through the eyes of God. Jesus does, in fact, give us many chances to understand how God thinks. He warns us of a new world vision. Recall Matthew's gospel, so that you may be like your Father in heaven, since he causes the sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. Or in John's gospel, when the disciples encounter a man blind from birth, his disciples ask him, "Rabbi, who sinned, the man or his parents, that he was born blind?" And Jesus replies, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but this happened so that the works of God may be displayed in him." But I admit both passages and today's gospel leave us feeling a bit uncomfortable because Jesus is asking something that seems unnatural and maybe even unsafe. We hear Jesus say these things and we say to ourselves, that's not the way things work here. We are accepting or at least comfortable with a world in which our concept of fairness is the expectation of receiving back what we give, both the good we do and the bad. Justice for us is punishment measured out in accordance with the insult. Our earthly experience with generosity is threefold. The first, giving, is giving with you when you expect nothing in return. All of you, I hope, have participated in this form of giving. We give money to needy causes. We give clothes to the poor. Our upcoming Lenten mission is predicated on this first form of giving. The second form of generosity I call balanced giving. We give with some expectation of a reciprocal response. You do something for me, and I'll do something for you. You scratch my back, and I'll scratch yours. Most business and political exchanges use this type of generosity. The third aspect is negative giving, where we give less because they are a stranger, or we take advantage of somebody because they're naive. We hold back to keep some for ourselves, and we only give to those we deem important. We are most prone to make this third distinction with our own family. Who of us has made sure that our children get on the ride before others, or grab the free ice cream before they run out, or get the best seats on the street for the 4th of July parade without regard what happens to the others? Jesus is speaking in today's gospel about those two last expressions of generosity. Jesus is telling us that with his coming, a new reality of relationship exists, and it's a relationship based in love. But not love measured by what we experience here on earth, but divine love. This love is not like a coat that we put on to keep ourselves warm. God's love is not something we wrap around ourselves. Accepting God's love is like getting a transfusion. Jesus says that his real disciples, through this transfusion, have changed their blood type from O or A or B to L-O-V-E. When we become disciples of Christ, when we become love, we become love through and through, just as a transfusion goes through every cell of our body. Jesus is giving us today's teaching not as objects of belief or a checklist of requirements of what it takes to follow him. His gospel is not an instruction which encourages us, you can love your enemies if you just try hard enough. It's not an entrance exam. What Jesus is giving us in today's gospel are examples as a picture of what one of his followers actually look like. They will be able to do good to those who harm them. When asked for their cloak, they'll gladly give up their tunic. Jesus is not just saying to pardon those who injure us. He adds a holy dimension to forgiveness. Jesus is moving us past us saying, out of my big heart, I forgive you. Aren't I nice? He's opening up that new dimension in which that act of forgiveness is not an act of mercy, but it's an act in believing in the other person. Where forgiveness doesn't make you look good, but actually makes the other person look good. It's the way that God forgives us, where we are given back in his forgiveness our dignity and our self-worth. God wants to look after and look what you say after you utter the words, I forgive you. Jesus tells us this new expectation of discipleship is the foundation of which your house is to be built. Be merciful as your Father is merciful. You can turn forgiveness into an act of obligation. You can say that, well, Jesus says I should forgive everyone, so to be a good Christian, I guess I have to act like that. But Jesus calls us further to forgive purely out of an act of love. You can forgive like that because you really love the person that you're forgiving. It's the way that God does. And you will be able to do this for others because you have experienced that same type of forgiveness from God. We can only act as God when we have become what Jesus insists, that new creation, when we accept a love infusion. Jesus demands nothing less. Jesus doesn't want fans, he wants followers. But in return, we become him. And that's the promise. When we give God, God returns our gift back in multiples. Almost the last line of today's gospel, give, and the gifts will be given to you, a good measure, packed together, shaken down, and overflowing. You experience this every week in the very Eucharist you receive. We give bread and wine, and we receive back Christ. Our gifts are multiplied and sanctified. That's why these seemingly impossible requirements are possible. They're possible when we accept that transfusion of love. We can do this when we've become a new creation, when we do not just believe in Jesus, but we belong to him. I close with this story. Jesus was walking down the road with his disciples. Some people were throwing stones at him and cursing him. Jesus blessed them. The disciples asked, Master, why do you bless those who curse you? And Jesus replied, I can only give what I have in my pocket. Today's gospel is what a love transfusion feels like. It leaves you with nothing to hand out but love under any circumstances. Fall in love with someone every day and love until your whole being is made forgiving.